This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. Tiram Byron, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Harold Whalen, please note the following medical letter, period. Harold is H-A-R-O-L-D, Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. On January 19th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as taken the history directly from the patient and his wife, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is an 88-year-old male, height 6 foot tall, weight 155 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on June 14th, 2024, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. He possibly had loss of consciousness, period. He was struck in the side of his vehicle, and two airbags were deployed, period. The vehicle spun, and it was totaled, as well as not drivable, period. The patient was jerked, period. The vehicle hit the patient in his left side and head, period. He states he still has occasional headaches. And initially he had pain in his head, left side, shoulder, arm, hip, and chest, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day he was seen by ambulance at Community East, period. He was treated and released after they did various diagnostic studies that day, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected in that it takes longer for him to do yard work and physical activities, period. He states he still has occasional pain in his left shoulder, chest region, and occasional headaches, period. New paragraph. Medications include Atenolol, heart medicine, comma, cholesterol medicine, comma, thyroid medicine, comma, acid reflux medicine, and vitamins, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include home exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hyperlipidemia, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, acid reflux, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, vertigo, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, and hypertension, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for stents in his heart, comma, fractured femur, fibula, and tibia in the past, comma, pacemaker, comma, defibrillator, comma, and hernia repair, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his head or left shoulder in the past, period. He has not had prior serious automobile accidents other than when he was a pedestrian in 1956 and he was run over by a car that backed over his right shoulder, period. He was treated in the emergency room with no follow-up or permanency, period. New pair. Not forget about no new paragraph. Let me continue. Under traumatic medical history, the patient has not had work injuries. He has not had serious headaches before this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Occupation, the patient is a retired teacher, and as a result, he did not miss any work as a result of this injury, period. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent notations. Emergency Department, Community East, June 14th, 2024. Under final diagnoses, they list contusions of the left front wall of thorax, number two. Person injured in unspecified motor vehicle accident, initial encounter, three, disorientation, four, dorsalgia, five, essential hypertension, next number, other long-term drug therapy, next number, personal history of nicotine dependence, period. External cause of injury states person injured in unspecified motor vehicle accident, comma, traffic, comma, initial encounter, period. Under history, patient presents to the ED for evaluation of bilateral rib pain secondary to MVC that occurred prior to arrival, period. Patient states his vehicle was hit from the passenger side, period. He admits to wearing his seatbelt and airbag deployment, period. He is unsure of loss of consciousness, but his wife states he had to explain the situation. She had to explain the situation to him as he was a little confused, period. Review of systems is positive for back pain. On physical examination, there was pain of the lateral ribs. Radiology results, CT of the head without contrast. Showed no acute intracranial process, period. X-rays of the left ribs and chest x-ray showed pacemaker in place, period. No left rib fracture identified, period. Under the documentation, they state one, MVC, period. Patient had left-sided rib pain from the accident, as well as unclear if he had loss of consciousness. So I did a head CT and left rib films, and everything was okay, period. Just contused, period. He will be returned back to his wife's bedside, period. She has a bad trimalleolar fracture, period. Clinical impressions, one, motor vehicle collision, two, contusion of the left chest wall, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of June 14th, 2024 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Final diagnoses by Dr. Mandel are number one, possible concussion syndrome, two, left rib cage trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and contusions of the left chest wall, number three, dorsalgia, aggravation, period. The above three diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of June 14th of 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, although the patient is still having some mild residual symptoms at times, I do not find that there is any permanency or permanent impairment caused by the automobile accident of June 14th of 2024, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including several hundred pages that also include his prior medical conditions, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.